Our focus is remote first mining. So really taking people out of harm's way, and it could be on surface, it could be 100 feet away, it could be in a different city, what have you. But my question here is around, how do you mine remotely when you're on site? Are companies doing that right now? Anybody know of any of those examples of people mining remotely while they're at site?
I can talk about that a little bit, and that's exactly what we're developing at the Onaping Depth Mine. Is remote doesn't necessarily mean you're 1,000 kilometers away from your mine site. I think the ability to deliver information to anybody on site, anybody off site. We have the advantage of being in the Sudbury Basin. There's a great ecosystem of support here, whether it's OEMs and specific technical companies. And it's a wonderful opportunity for us to live within this ecosystem. But being able to mine remotely means that we can take advantage of the cloud technology. We can take advantage of worldwide technology. Some of the things that Martin and Charles are talking about, they become accessible to you no matter where you are. So for us, mining remotely at site means that we're removing people from the face. You just talked about that, Neha, especially at depth, it becomes increasingly difficult to mine safely at the face. And we're working with the partners around load wire fire technology to be able to do it robotically to keep people a minimum of 4 meters away from the face. That's a key tenet of our innovation program, is to keep people back 4 meters from the face of the mine, unsupported ground. So that's connectivity and communication is essential for all of these projects. And without it, we just can't do it. And by implementing LTE underground, a private LTE system, it becomes the latency becomes less of a factor. The handover, you talk about the dead zones or the dark spots, the handover of devices and equipment going from one place to the other in the mine becomes much more manageable. And we need to get to the point where the network is like any other service. We don't mine without electricity. We don't mine without ventilation, and we don't mine without connectivity to the surface, which allows everybody, whether you're underground at the face, whether you're a supervisor on their beat, whether you're management on surface, or whether you're working in a remote location, a centralized CCR, to be able to get that information, real-time information back to anybody. And Martin says it's got to be the right information. It can't be just blowing people away with all the information that's available. It's got to be specific KPIs, specific statuses for those individuals to be able to make their decisions. And edge computing is a wonderful example of that. Is that how much of the data can we keep at the work location to deliver that information to the worker to make decisions for autonomous vehicles? That, to me, that's a wonderful challenge with the availability of the data. Is how do we use it? How do we deliver it in real time to the people who need to make the correct decisions at the appropriate level? So I think for us, mining remotely means that, is be able to bring the information to the right people.
That's awesome. And what I like about what you just said, Greg, is just a point that you hit on, which is when you think about utilities, it's water, electricity, but connectivity is a utility of the future that we might not be able to live without.